Meeting order. Time is 9:00 a.m. November the 20th, 2025. Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes, here.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Here.
Commissioner Beaver?
Here.
Let's move on to the pledge of allegiance.
I begin to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We want to approval of the agenda. Is there anything on the agenda that the commissioner is saying that's needed to change or staff?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman, commissioners, if we could draw our attention to item H, number 3, second page of the agenda, request for ratification approval to run 13 races on Sunday in 2025 and run 10 races. It should read on Saturday, October 25th. We could amend the agenda.
Where's that at now?
Item H, number 3, the down, the down.
Okay.
The last portion of that should read 10 races on Saturday, October 25th. H, 3.
Good.
Like a motion?
Yeah, motion to approve the agenda.
I'd like a motion to, I would move to approve the agenda with that one change that is the discuss.
I second the motion to approve today's agenda as amended.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Beaver?
Yes.
Approval of the minutes. Any changes in the minutes that we know of? Motion to approve the minutes.
Is Buffington, I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
For the record, those minutes were the August 21st, 2025 regular meeting, September 30th, 2025 special meeting, and the October 23rd, 2025 regular meeting.
Sir, thank you. Any reports from the commissioners? None?
None.
None. Izzy, agency director, report?
Yes, once again, good morning, commissioners. Thank everyone for being here. Despite the rainy weather today, certainly feels like we're going into the holidays today. And not a lot to report, other than we'll be headed down to Tucson for the annual symposium on racing. We'll be part of a discussion panel regarding the cooperative breeding program between Arizona and New Mexico. Other jurisdictions have started something very similar, specifically in the Mid-Atlantic between Virginia and Maryland. And it seems to have been a very successful program there this summer at Colonial Downs, and something that I would expect to grow. So hopefully, the program here in New Mexico will follow in those footsteps and grow bigger and bigger. And it's just my personal feelings that the less restrictive it is, the bigger the program can grow. But only time will tell. Also, just want to say things are going fairly well at Zia Park Racetrack. I have not paid a whole lot of attention to this very well handle, other than the first week, and it seemed to be fairly steady and strong. I'm not sure if they're up or down on it, but the numbers seem to be fairly healthy. Just with that, other than that, I stand for any questions.
Any good questions for the director? Right, move on to the New Mexico Horse Breeders Association. Mary, are you out there? He's unmuting, Mary, so.
All right.
Mary, can you hear us?
I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Now we can hear you as well.
Oh, go okay. Ahead. All righty. Right. Can you see me?
Right. Can we see you?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I guess that's turned off. Anyway, good morning, commissioners. Mary Barber, New Mexico Horse Breeders Association. I have my final reports for the downs at Albuquerque. In 37 days, the downs at Albuquerque ran 129 New Mexico bred races through Sunday, October 26th. There were 53 thoroughbred overnights, 44 quarter horse overnights, 3 thoroughbred trials, 19 quarter horse trials, 5 thoroughbred stakes, and 5 quarter horse stakes. And our contribution to those races came to $1,172,000. And this is $13,500 more than in 2024. They averaged 3.49 New Mexico bred races per day, with 61 thoroughbred and 68 quarter horse races. And they were up 18 for the 3 a day. For the average field size for restricted New Mexico bred overnight races only, there were 459 thoroughbreds that ran in 53 races for an average field size of 8.66 horses per race. The quarter horses, there were 402 with 44 races, and their average field size was 9.14. The combined average field size with 861 horses, 97 races, came to an average field size of 8.88. So the New Mexico breds did a pretty good job of filling their races. For New Mexico breds running in open overnight races in the 37 days, there were 383 New Mexico breds that ran, and of those, 103 came in first, second, or third. There were 44 thoroughbreds, 59 quarter horses, and that is about 27%. Our contribution for those horses was $103,931.80. I have a couple other things to report. As far as our New Mexico bred, Arizona bred program, we are up to 6 horses now. The last meeting, we only had 1, but I think, you know, these new programs, they kind of take a little time before they take off. When we started our New Mexico breds running in open overnight races, it took a long time for people to get used to that and start actually entering their horses in open races. So hopefully this will get better and better. And I also had a phone call from the Jockey Club yesterday. The subcommittee for the North American Black Type ICSC called me about this program, because in order to keep black type, you're not supposed to have any preferences. However, after talking about the program with us, they went in their committee and they discussed it, and they decided that they would leave 2 races at Zia Park and 2 races at Sunland Park at black type. They're the New Mexico Classic Juvenile at Zia Park, the New Mexico Classic Lassie at Zia Park. Those races will be running on Monday. And then at Sunland Park, there's La La Conejo and the New Mexico State Racing Commission races that are considered black type. So that was really wonderful news. And also, I would also like to thank Don Cook and Tim McKernan for all their help with me this week. There was a couple of items on this agenda for Sunray Park that I didn't have. And as soon as I called, they got everything together and got everything situated. And so I'd like to just thank them for their help. And that's all I have to report.
All right, Mary. Well, thank you. How has any Arizona bred won a breed race yet?
I believe we've had two horses came in second so far. And we have 2 more running in the next day or two. I mean, this coming up weekend, I think we have 2 more that have entered, so we'll see how they do.
Yeah. Well, they got new ownership at Turf Paradise now. They're putting a lot of pressure on those guys that they leave, don't come back, different things. And they're spending a lot of money. So they're trying to keep racing going there. I understand that. But anyway, sure. Thank you, Mary. Yeah. Any questions for Mary? Any questions? No.
Well, just one thing I'd like to add about that is, you know, I can understand where Turf Paradise is coming from. But if I had a chance to run year round in New Mexico for bigger purses, I think that would be pretty attractive. So hopefully we'll get more horses in this program.
Yeah. We need to include some other states too, the whole north part of the Idaho, Utah, all mm-hmm. those states.
Eventually, yeah, well, can. Our board will have to look into that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate uh-huh. it. Mr. Buffington, would you take us in to closed session?
If I can find my
grip. Way to go.
I
bet I have it here.
You have it. Huh?
Page 3.
Yeah. Here, Richard's going to come to my rescue.
There you go, sir.
Thank you. I will make a motion to move to executive session to discuss only those matters listed on the agenda as closed pursuant to section 10-15-1H1 to discuss matters related to insurance suspension, renewal, and revocation of license. 2, to discuss limited personnel matters. 3, to deliberate in connection with administrative legal proceedings. And 4, to discuss attorney-client privilege matters pertaining to threatened or pending litigation in which the commission is or may become a participant.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Mr. Petrie?
Yes.
Meeting back in order. Richard, would you bring us back in?
I hereby swear and affirm that during the closed executive session, the matters that discussed were the matters listed in the agenda regarding licensing and other matters. Discussions were had and no decisions were made. And Chairman Smith, back to you, sir.
Thanks. We'll go to unfinished business. No.
Yep.
A new business and business action items. Request for approval of Fred Heinrich secondary license application. Okay.
Put his camera on and microphone.
Okay. Fred, can you
Good
hear
morning,
us?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission.
Morning, Fred.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So you are on the agenda for approval of secondary license application. We're ready to make a motion on that. Make a motion.
Buffington, I'll make a motion to approve the secondary license application for Fred.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Fred, thank you. Good luck and do a good job.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Would love to see you guys come on down to Sunland Park if you're in the neighborhood, or, you know, get the race days on your calendar and come down for a visit.
If I get a horse in, I might come down.
Talk to Dustin. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Buffett has been a comedian all day. All right.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank Fred. You. That's appreciate
it. You bet. B, request for approval of grace period rule 15.2.6.9B5 out of competition testing penalty for hair violations until further notice.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, still having a little bit of trouble locating the lab that wants to get involved with this new program that we're hoping to implement. But I think there's some progress on the horizon. So this time, we respectfully request to continue the grace period until we solidify a laboratory that's actually going to work.
Mr. Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Went on a quest for approval of 2025-26 Sunland Park Stewards.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, respectfully request an approval for the following state steward and substitute stewards for the upcoming 2025-2026 Sunland Park Race Meet. Presiding steward Julie Cagno, steward Roger Farrell, and steward Jeff Flaxo, substitute steward Lisa Johnson, Elizabeth Garcia, Ron Fraser, Violet Smith, and Chris Warren.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
David.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Approvals for Sunray Park. Is somebody from Sunray Park going to do this, or are you going to do it, Izzy?
No, I got it.
You got it?
Yes. 9D will be request for ratification approval to amend Zia Park with 25 stewards. Respectfully requesting approval of ratification of approval. We added a lady named Julie Farr to the steward stand at Zia Park. She's freshly out of steward school, and she's doing a phenomenal job and taking the job to heart. And everyone's very pleased with her performance as of right now. And also, in the absence of Jeff Waxler, towards the end of the meeting, we added substitute steward Ron Fraser. He will fill in for the last 2 weeks at the Zia Park basement.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I went right to approvals for Sunray Park. So
that's okay.
All right. We're going to move to approvals for Sunray Park.
Morning.
Morning.
Commissioners, Chairman Tim McCartney with Sunray Park. We request approvals for items 1 through 4. Under Sunray Park.
And Tim, for the record, if you could read those.
The first one, request for approval for 2026 simulcast imports. Request for approval of 2026 state schedule. Request for approval of 2026 Four Corners fraternity nomination blank. And request for approval of 2026 New Mexico Breeders fraternity nomination blank.
Any changes to those?
We had set an update where we're tracking us and the horsemen putting up $60,000 each on the breeders fraternity. It before the original blank had it at 70-50, but it's now 60,000 equal between the track and the horsemen.
Okay, and that's the only changes?
Yeah, that's the only one.
Okay.
Buffington,
I'll make the motion to approve.
Second, Petrie. Second, Petrie.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington.
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie.
Yes.
Moving forward, approvals for Sunland Park. Dustin Dick.
Chairman, members of the commission, Dustin Dick, Director of Racing, Sunland Park Racetrack. First one to start out and wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. And I believe on the...
You bring us any presents or no?
turn the cameras off. Also, I believe our first week the Mexico Racing Commission race is at Sunland Park, so invite you guys down for that as well. So, Sunland Park, we're requesting items 1 through 4. Our first items, we request approval for our 2026 simulcast imports. We request approval of our 2025-2026 post-time schedule and wagering format. We request approval of our 2026 payment of purses pursuant to 15.2.3.8D4 in NMAC. And our last is we're requesting approval for variance for Thursday, December 25th due to lack of domestic simulcast imports. And those are what we are asking for today.
Commissioner Buffington, I'll make the motion to approve under F 1 through 4.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please. David?
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you. And I'd like to also congratulate Fred as well. He's already assured me he'll stay out of my way, so.
So everything's going good down there, huh?
Everything's going great. Everything's going great. I'm very optimistic of the future, and I know we're excited about some changes and trying to drive some more purse money and improvements on the racing side. So everything is looking up at Sunland Park.
You look happy. That's the main thing.
That is. Thank you.
All right, moving on to G, approvals for Zia Park.
Good morning, Chairman Smith and Commissioners. Ken Getz, Vice President, General Manager on behalf of Zia Park. Before I get into the approvals, I did want to share just a quick update on racing. So same period to 2024, live handle is down 10%. Total quarter horse and thoroughbred handles up 30%, and the field sizes are even compared to the same period last year. So I just wanted to share that. I know.
Now, what's up 30%?
The total quarter horse and thoroughbred, the export side is up significantly. Live is down just a little bit, but overall 30% increase from last year.
Good.
So moving on to the approvals for Zia Park, respectfully request for approval of 2026 simulcast imports. Item number two is request for ratification of approval to amend Zia Park 2025 racing officials. Number three, request for approval of variance for Thursday, December 25th, 2025.
Buffington, I will make the motion to approve.
Second, Petrie.
David, roll call.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Move on to H, approvals for the Downs of Albuquerque.
Good morning, Chairman.
Good morning.
Downs of Albuquerque. Items H1 through 5. Request approval for 2026 simulcast imports. Request for ratification and approval of variances for Saturday, October 18th, 25, and 7 races. And on Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025, we ran 2 races. Request for ratification approval to run 13 races on Sunday, October 19th, 2025. And run 10 races on Saturday, October 25th. That was the change to the agenda. Saturday, October 25th. Item 4, request ratification approval that streaming persons for races 3 through 10, equally among the participants, entered on October 22nd, 2025. Request for ratification of approval to change post times for Friday, October 24th, 2025. Saturday, October 25th, 25, as a precautionary measure due to the malfunction of the lighting system over 22nd.
Ms. Buffington, I'll make a motion to approve under H items 1 through 5.
Second, Petrie.
Okay, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Real quick, Don, how's the simulcast doing? Did you get any better?
No.
Yes. You think we'll ever get them back if we get online with those guys, or do you think we've lost them?
Oh, you talked about the patrons coming back?
Right.
Good question. A lot of these guys now are betting off the phones. Really convenient to do that.
Yeah.
But I still think if we get those signals back, we can't really go much longer. I think we'll go much longer. If we get this thing resolved by this May, I think we can get most of them back. That's a good question.
But people come up there and they watch them, but they bet on their phone, right?
Right. Which we get, we don't get a penny of that, you know.
Yeah, I know. You know, the thing about it is the real gamblers, I mean, might do it on their phone, but the guys that are in for recreational, they wanted that ticket and they want to be able to get their money. So many times you put money on that and you win, and so I'll just leave it there. Well, you eat it up and it's never, you never get it in your hand, you know.
Well, part of it is a social.
Exactly.
Part, you know.
You got the bar open, you got the TVs all over. I think we can get those signals back, and hopefully that's in the works if we can. Hopefully we can get back and do it. I think it'll come back.
We'll see. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Don.
Appreciate it. Approvals for Rio Dosa Down. Who's Rick?
Bob.
Rick Ball, are you in there up there?
Good morning, Commissioners. Rick Ball, Rio Dosa Racetrack General Manager. Before I get started, I'd like to give you guys an update. I'm sure many of you are curious as to what's happening with Rio Dosa Downs. We're about, I'll say, approximately 80% done with the cleanup. We've started about 6 weeks ago cleaning up, and it's been a daunting task, to say the least, but I haven't got a calculation on the total yards that have been removed, but it's been enormous for sure. Had a meeting this morning with the local task force, the Lincoln County Task Force. Had Homeland Security on. They're preparing a document, a watershed document, to present to all the stakeholders in the area on December the 3rd. The engineers were here on property reviewing the damage and trying to come up with additional solutions to stop the water flow. And I'll put it as it was said this morning, it's a new time and new era. And Rio Dosa Downs and Rio Dosa, the village of, just due to the burn scars and the devastation that happened up and down the river. So they're taking every precaution they can for flood mitigation efforts. And we'll see what that's going to look like on December the 3rd. But trying to push forward and get what we can get back and get going.
Real quick, are they listening to you on how you would like it done?
Now you're trying to get me to get tacky. Some are, some aren't. You know, when we got blown out on July the 8th, I was wrong in the statements that I was making, and I got corrected a week or so ago. I was saying 500,000 gallons per minute. And I said, no, Rick, that's not correct. It was 500,000 gallons per second. And that's kind of what we're up against here. And the design that they gave us, Johnny and I, the first time, and we said no, they were wanting to build another detention pond that would require the removal of over 700,000 yards of material. And then the way it was set up, anything in excess of a 2-inch rain in 45 minutes would breach the detention ponds and go towards the quarter horse track and grandstand first, and then they would need to build a levee where the maintenance shop is at. And of course, all levees require spillways, So if it breached the quarter horse track, it would go back into the barn area from the north. And then once it breaches the levee and the spillway, then it'll go back into the barn area from the south. But I mean, I told them, I said, just in the lower barn area, we could have 40, 50 million in horses, not to mention humans. And I said, we're not going to do that. We can't do that. So that's what put them back to the drawing board. The liability would just be enormous, you know, and so they're back at the drawing board is what I can tell you now. And what that means for sure, I don't know.
All right. Well, appreciate what you're doing.
Every day.
Yeah. You'll get it done. I got confidence in it. In you.
Thanks, Chairman.
Right,
item I, approvals for Riddosa Downs. Riddosa Downs request approval of the 2026 simulcast imports, as well as item 2, request approval of variance for Thursday, December the 25th, to remain in compliance with the New Mexico Gaming Statute 62E-27E.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Looking for a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Buffington, I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, David.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Buffington?
Yes.
Commissioner Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hell of a deal.
Hey.